From JMIS, Andrew Kelleher, good Monday morning to you.
Yeah, happy Monday, Mike.
Davos, what do we make of it? A lot of headlines around Trump, of course, came and went. A lot of criticism of Theresa May, a lot of debates, a lot of talk. George Soros, I mean, what happened overall? What was your sense of it?
Well, let's do two things. First of all, let's talk about Trump, and then we'll do some key takeaways. Now, yeah, Davos has been and gone. The most anticipated guest was, of course, the US president, who incidentally, Mike, when I watched him on TV, he sort of flew in and flew out a bit like a Western Australian mine worker, didn't he? He was sort of a fly-in, fly-out kind of guy. Apparently, Davos is quite a small place, and with all the dignitaries and VIPs and a heck of a lot of snow, the traffic was abysmal, so he just had to fly in and out. Anyway, key takeouts from his speech. Well, we got the US take on the US dollar wrong, Mike, because we had comments from Steve Mnuchin, the US Secretary of Treasury, seemingly supporting a weaker US dollar a couple of days ago, but Trump flew in and put him right. He says he wants a stronger dollar, and that moved New Zealand dollar around quite a bit on Friday, but it was a very wide-ranging speech, was Trump's speech, as expected. He congratulated himself on pretty much everything he'd done, but very much about putting American interests first and foremost, highlighting the new tax code and reduction in regulation. I think the key takeout from Trump's speech, though, Mike, was it was less protectionist than had been expected. I mean, he said a strong America is actually good for the world. There's been a lot of talk recently about a trade war, but if you read his speech, he actually sort of obliquely referred to sort of reopening the possibility of some of trade pacts. So TPP, actually he was almost sort of referring that he'd be prepared to sort of talk, but on his terms. Did you know, Mike, he's the first US president to visit that conference in 18 years?
No one else has been. And what's more, he'll be back. Because I think in general, as take away the politics, I think a lot of people at Davos, the Davos set, kind of liked what he had to say. And I wouldn't be surprised. And he loved them. He clearly reveled in his time there. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's back next year.
Yeah, so the key takeouts, and I have to doff my hat here to Fortune magazine, who put together a list of key takeaways, and just have a little look at these. Because remember, this is from people at the conference, and there's 400 sessions, so it's not just the key addresses. So these are some of the key themes. Lots of talk, Mike, about the mental health disorder time bomb that's upon us, and this is a global issue. So this is the aging population, opioid misuse, rising suicide rates, and what impact and costs that's going to have. There was also a lot of talk, and this is one I had to spend a bit of time getting my head around, the fourth industrial revolution. Now, I sort of had to remind myself what the first three were, but this was first three, of course, water, steam, electricity, use of electronics and information. But the fourth industrial revolution, this is the range of new technologies that are fusing the physical, digital, and biological world. So think artificial intelligence, robotics, the Internet of Things, autonomous vehicles, and what impact this fourth industrial revolution is going to have on not only on business, but also on the people left behind. It's not necessarily all positive. Look, everybody apparently at Davos love blockchain. Yep. Lots of talk about the use of smart data to things like fighting diseases, not necessarily how you'd normally think about smart data. The human side, the social side of business, and tech is going to make us better humans, Mike, apparently.
Well, apparently so. Now, coming up this week, not only do you have Davos, but of course he's got the State of the Union.
State of the Union, you know, I mean, who would know what he comes to? Apparently, one of the other key themes from Davos is Trump kept to his teleprompter, which made a lot of people very happy. But will he keep to the teleprompter on the State of the Union? We don't know. A lot of US data this week as well. We've got US reporting season continuing, about a quarter of S&P 500 is reporting this week. Reporting season being pretty good so far. US Fed policy announcements as well. No change expected there. Non-farm payrolls at the end of the week. So not much local data this week, Mike, but big week out of the US.
What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, storming day on Friday, Mike, storming day, up 223 points, 0.85% to 6616. S&P 500, 2872, up 33. NASDAQ, 7505, they were up 95, 1.3%. FTSE 100, 7665, up 50. Nikkei, 23631, down 38. Shanghai Composite, 3558. ASX 200, they lost 5 points, 6050 on Friday. But we weren't having any of that positivity on Friday, Mike. We were down 58. 0.7% on the NZX 50, closed at 8311. One New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets will buy you 0.7331 US, 0.9066 Aussie, 0.5919 euro, 0.5194 pounds, 79.86 yen, gold trading at $1,349. Brent crude, $70.52.
Great start to the week. Enjoy it. Andrew Kelleher, see you tomorrow. JMIS. You get hold of him and his team at jmis.co.nz.